Hi, Kristen Reyes, Christine, R-E-Y-E-S, date of birth 10-2-1972, date of injury is 11-9-2020, and date of service is 6-29-2022. Patient Christine Reyes is a victim of an automobile accident, and she was rear-ended at a high speed. Since then, she has been suffering from multiple episodes of TBI, headaches, pain in the neck and lower back. They were confirmed by MRI with multi-level disc herniation in the cervical spine as well as in the lower back. She recently had a surgery at an ambulatory surgical center by Dr. Ramakrishna on 6-23-2032, where multiple disc replacement surgery was done. She came here. She has a big scar on the neck, 3 inch long in the anteriorly lower part of the neck. Other than that, patient is recovering rapidly. She reports her pain has now diminished to 7. She has one contusion on the left arm due to a bug bite, most likely from a spider bite. Other than that, ADLs are not affected and she is rapidly improving. 60% pains have got improved. ADLs which are affected currently are general activity, mood, work, sleep and enjoyment of life, 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. In the system review, patient reports that there is a dizziness, vertigo, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, weakness, anxiety, depression, panic. In the pain and numbness, patient has lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness, limited range of motions, numbness, lower back pain, neck pain, elbow pain. In the GI, patient has nausea, but denies any vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. Last 30 days, patient reports pain level has improved and the medical history, there are no changes in last 30 days. Surgical history, patient had a cervical fusion on 6-23-2022. Hospitalization, none in the last 30 days. Weight loss, none. Any other trauma, none. Current pain medications are Percocets, substance abuse, marijuana. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the medication regimen. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 142/99. Pulse is 70, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the physical examination will be the same from previous visit of 6-9-2022, dictation number 0613-050, with the following differences. In general review is that the patient is post-operative, otherwise comfortable, sitting comfortably with normal hydration, and there is no normal alert, conscious, cooperative, and there is a scar of 2 inches in the lower part of the neck anteriorly. Other than that, patient is recovering and improving. In the musculoskeletal examination, please mention that the neck examination was not done and range of motions are limited due to the surgical procedure recently done 4 days ago, and she has a lot of stiffness in the neck. She could not move the neck much. However, she is bound to get rapidly better. The rest of the physical examination for the spine was not conducted today. Thank you. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is to continue all the treatment, including physical therapy without traction. And medications have already been provided by the surgeon. She has been given 45 Percocets for controlling the pain. Patient will be seen in 2 weeks' time for further review. Thank you.